Mm. Oh, it's you, is it, Hector?
Yeah, you bet your boots, Hector. Mm. Thank you. Yes, sir. Hector Q. Smith in person, Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, I thought you was working. Thought you had a job over there where they're building the sports arena.
Oh, shoot. Shoot, the arena's all finished.
It is?
Yes. I got a new job wheeling Mrs. Snyder's baby around.
Sakes alive, Mrs. Snyder can't afford to pay you for wheeling her baby, can she?
No. You see, it's free wheeling.
Yes, well, now, just never mind your smart alecking. I want to talk some sense to you, young fella. I'd like to find out something.
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, you certainly came to the right person. Yes, sir, you certainly did. What is it you want to find out?
Well, you see, it's like this. Some of the people in the country here is going to give Ebb a cup on account he's again prize fighting. And I sort of been wondering just what kind of cup it's going to be.
Oh, shoot. What you mean is a trophy.
What?
A trophy, like was given to me by the Sultan of Sap. You see, it seems as if
The Sultan of Sap?
Yes. It seems as if
the winged perdition is Sap.
Yeah, it's in a tree. Well,
I mean this place Sap that the fellow was Sultan of. Where is it?
Well, Mr. Wittenbaum, I am surprised.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I am astounded to think that a man of your intelligence should have to ask where is the Island of Sap.
Mm-hmm.
You must know where the Island of Sap is, Mr. Wittenbaum.
Yes, I do know, but it sort of left my mind.
Well, for your information, Sap is an island in the South Sea.
Oh, yes, I recollect now.
For 50 miles around this island, the ocean is molasses. And waffle fish are found there in great numbers.
Mm.
Well,
waffle fish?
Yes.
Tell me, why do they call them waffle fish?
That's right. That's right, Mr. Winterbottom. You know, truer words were never spoke.
Well, now, I said, what do they call them fish waffle fish for?
Oh, why do they call them waffle fish?
Yes,
you bet. Let's see now. Oh, yes. They call them waffle fish because at night they crawl up on the beach and sit there and sing, and they have a very quaint song of the South Seas, Mr. Winterbottom. They sing waffle, waffle.
Ah, oh, say, what in perdition you talking about?
It's very, very pretty, Mr. Winterbottom, especially on a summer's evening. Well, it's not.
Just a second now, Hector. I don't believe a darn word you're saying.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yeah, waffle fish and the ocean made out of molasses and in the Island of Sap in the South Sea. I bet there ain't no Island of Sap there at all. Now, is there? Is there? Huh?
Oh, well, no, there isn't.
Yes, I thought as much. And the next time you try to tell me...
There used to be. You see, they moved it.
What? Moved an island?
Yes. So the Sultan of Sap.
Well, where did they move it to? Where did they move it to?
To where it is now.
Yes, but where is it now?
Someplace else. The Sultan of Sap sent for me, and I was ushered into his court. And it was a magnificent court, was it, Mr. Winterbottom? Glittering with gold, blazing with jewels, plastered with ruby and pearl.
It was, eh?
In fact, the ruby and pearl were so plastered they didn't get there until court was over.
Huh?
But that's all right, because they were just a couple of court plasters. I walked into the court, the trumpet sounded. The Sultan rose from his throne as I approached and salamed. It was a grand salam, Mr. Winterbottom, and no trump, and it gave us game and rubber. Well, the next hand I caught the Queen of Spades, the Ace of Diamonds.
Wait a minute. What's all that got to do with the Sultan?
Will you repeat that phrase?
I said Sultan. Where does he fit in? Sultan.
Oh, yes. Well, that was my partner. She was insulting me all evening.
You said you was called into the Sultan's court. What did he want?
Who?
The Sultan of Sap. You said he sent for you.
Oh, yes, the Sultan of Sap. Mm. Yes, he did send for me.
Mm.
And he told me, he said he'd dismiss under me. He said, Smith, a lion has been ravaging my realm. To any man who will kill that lion and bring me his tail, I will give the hand of my beautiful daughter in matrimony.
Sakes alive.
But remember, Smith, he said, this is no ordinary lion. This lion is 8 feet high, 20 feet long, and can run 140 miles an hour.
Sakes alive, some lion.
You're telling me. Well, the next day, Mr. Winterbottom, I said goodbye to the princess.
Mm.
Said goodbye because I might never see her again.
It's too bad.
After kissing her fondly and borrowing 4 bits, I left.
What? Borrowed 4 bits?
Yes, it was a touching scene, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes,
mounting my horse, I rode into the jungle. Sudden as I broke through a clump of brush, what did I see?
The lion?
Yes, sir, the lion. Straight ahead of me. He was snarling and showing his teeth.
Yes.
And I saw Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes, yes.
That he had pink toothbrush.
What?
He was crouching. He was crouching, ready to spring.
Yes.
I brought up my rifle to my shoulder, pressed the trigger. It wasn't loaded.
Oh, see.
And then the lion sprung. But even as it sprung, I grabbed my trusty hunting knife and with one swift stroke, cut off his head.
Oh, shakes alive. You're going to give me heart failure, Hector. Well, then did you marry the princess?
No. You see, the Sultan said I had to bring back the lion's tail, and that got away.
Yes, but if you cut off the lion's head, what's the matter with you? Now you get out of here, Hector. Spit. Go on, get out of here, get out of here. Skin you alive. Get out of here. Go on. That darn young jackanapes coming in here and telling darn cock and bull story and taking up my time. The time he set foot in here, I'm going to...
Oh, hey, Mr. Winterbottom, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, hello, Professor, this week. Oh, it's that darn Hector Smith. That dinged, I'd horsewhip him if they had a horse. The very next time he comes in here...
Hey, Jeff. How do you do, Professor?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Peters.
I asked Sam Barlow about that cup business.
Oh, shucks, what'd you ask him first? He wouldn't know anything about it. Oh, say, Professor, this way he ought to be able to tell us. Professor, some folks is figuring on giving Eb a cup, and we were just wondering what kind of cup it was.
Yeah, is it a cup of coffee or a tin cup or...
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, yes, I've heard all about it, and it will probably be a silver cup.
Silver, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, but why don't they give me a medal? What's the idea of a cup?
Mm. Well, Mr. Peters, you see, the history of the loving cup goes back to the time of the Norsemen, who passed a large cup among their numbers, and
Yeah, my Uncle Jake used to be one of them. He used to pass the plate in church, but they let him go and got a one-armed man.
Oh, but I'm speaking of the Norse, the Norsemen. They made a beverage called nectar, and
What was that, Professor?
I say the Norse made nectar, ale. Then they took these large cups, put the ale in them, and passed
How's it. That?
Ale in them.
Yeah, but what was ailing them?
I said the nursemaid's neck.
Oh, yes, they had the nursemaid's neck.
No, they didn't. They didn't at all.
They didn't?
No. Now
they had housemaid's knee.
Exactly. They didn't have housemaid's knee either.
Well, dead ding it, Professor, what did they have?
They didn't have anything.
Well, you are. There you go, Eb. Showing your ignorance again. They didn't have housemaid's knee.
No, of course not.
No.
This was back in the time of Leif Erikson.
What?
Leif.
There you be. Maybe they didn't have it, but they're just as Leif.
Oh, yeah. But I say, you haven't gotten it. You haven't gotten it at all.
Well, I've got something that's dead darn near it. This left knee of mine in the springtime.
Yeah. No, I mean you haven't grasped it. You
grasped a housemaid's knee?
No, and don't you go trying it neither, Eb Peters. Go fooling around like that and you'll get your face slapped.
But we're talking about cups, not housemaid. Cups of nectar.
Oh, yes. Nectar, yes.
Oh, yes. And one person presented them to another. They were called loving cups.
Oh, yes, I see now.
Well,
yes.
There you are. Oh, Mrs. Howe asked me to drop in and tell you they're arranging a little ceremony to take place when they present the cup. Oh. And she'll call tomorrow and tell you about it.
Well, see. Thank you, Professor. That's right kind of you to tell us that. There's nothing we can do for you, is
there? No. That's all. I'm going to tell you along now to my classes. Good morning.
Good morning. Remember, you're welcome any time you want to come in.
So long, Professor.
Yes.
That darn good feller.
Yes, he is, Eb. One of our best friends, I'd say.
Danged if I can figure out, Zeb, why a feller gives a loving cup to a housemaid.
Well, ain't a ghost in me. If you'd have kept your ears open, you'd have heard what the professor said. The reason he give her a loving cup is because he necked her.